Well, it's that time in Spain where we're joined by Brett Hansen. How are you doing, Brett?
Yes, I'm good, thanks, Howard. How about yourself? How are things?
I'm doing well, although I'm noticing the higher temperatures.
Yes, it is getting rather warm.
Well, today we're going to look at UK inheritance tax. Although British expatriates living in Spain are liable to Spanish succession tax, many also remain liable to the UK tax. So let's start with the basics, Brett, and then look at what's been going on with the UK inheritance tax recently. Can you briefly summarise what IHT is, who is liable, and how's it applied?
Yes, Howard, sure. So UK inheritance tax is payable on the estates of UK domiciled individuals who have passed away and on gifts they have made in the 7 years prior to their death. The tax is paid before all the money and property making up the estate is distributed to the beneficiaries. And it's also payable on assets which are physically in the UK, regardless of the domicile of the owner. And so if someone is non-domiciled in the UK at the date of death, UK inheritance tax is also payable, but only on those assets which are in the UK.
And what are the tax rates and allowances like?
Well, the tax is set at 40%, and the current allowance before the tax becomes payable, or the nil rate band, as it's often referred to as, is £325,000. I say, Howard, the current allowance, but it's actually been £325,000 since 2009, and will remain at this level until at least 2026. The good news is that this tax is not payable when assets pass to a surviving spouse or civil partner, and therefore, if a husband and wife leave all of their assets to one another, then no UK inheritance tax will be payable until they have both died. Oh, and just to add, it's also possible for spouses and civil partners to transfer any unused nil rate band allowance to the surviving spouse or civil partner for use on second death. And what I mean by this is that if a husband and wife leave all of their assets to one another, then when they have both died, the nil rate allowance or threshold before tax will be paid will be twice the £325,000 allowance, i.e. UK inheritance tax will only be payable on estates above £650,000. In addition to this, there's also what is called a residence nil rate band or further allowance of £175,000. But this is only applicable when passing on a residence direct to descendants. And this allowance reduces on a sliding scale if the estate of the person who has died is above £2 million. But if a husband and wife leave all of their assets to one another, and let's say to their children, and the assets include the main home, the allowances before any UK inheritance tax is paid could be as much as £1.1 million.
Why do many British expatriates in Spain remain liable to UK inheritance tax? They're residents in Spain, after all, and pay other taxes here.
This is a good question, Howard. I mean, you're right. If someone is a resident in Spain, then generally they are liable to Spanish taxes on their worldwide assets and income here in Spain, and in most situations not liable to taxes in the UK. But an exception to this is UK inheritance tax, in which, for example, a British expatriate who is living in Spain and is therefore a resident of Spain will remain liable to UK inheritance tax in two situations. First, if they're regarded by the UK's HM Revenue and Customs as being a UK domicile, then their worldwide estate will be fully liable to UK inheritance tax. And secondly, if they are not a UK domicile, but retain UK assets, then UK inheritance tax will still be applicable to those UK assets. And so, if a British expatriate living long-term in Spain has shed their UK domicile status and doesn't retain any UK assets, then they will not remain liable to this UK tax. The problem, though, with this, Howard, is that whilst getting rid of UK assets is fairly straightforward, ridding yourself of your UK domicile status is generally more complex. And this is because an individual's domicile is not necessarily the same as their residence. And whilst residency is a transitory concept, in that it's easy to change one's residency, domicile is very different. Not every country has the concept of domicile, and those that do generally have different rules to the UK. But domicile is often described as the country which the person regards as their homeland, the place where they intend to die. The sort of things HM Revenue and Customs look at when considering where a person is domiciled are the country of which they have a passport or a driving license, or in which they have made a will, arranged to be buried, have club memberships, hold credit cards, personal insurances, bank accounts, and property, or where they have family. And so someone can be a tax resident of Spain, but also a UK domicile, and therefore their assets can be liable to UK inheritance tax. And given that it's usually only after your death that any claim to have acquired a domicile of choice overseas is made, it will usually be up to your loved ones to prove any change of domicile. It's therefore prudent, I would say, to take advice on this matter sooner rather than later, and to document this as much as possible. So if any listeners would like to find out whether or not they are UK domiciles, are interested in losing their UK domicile status, or simply would like to find out ways to how to minimise this tax, then I do recommend that they contact their local Blevins Franks advisor.
What happens if someone is liable to both UK IHT and Spanish succession tax?
Well, Spain actually only has double tax treaties for inheritance and gifts tax purposes with three countries: France, Greece, and I think Sweden. But whilst there's no double taxation treaty on succession tax signed between Spain and the UK, the Spanish succession tax law and the Directorate General for Tax in Spain have made rulings which state that if taxes were already paid in another country for a similar tax, in order to avoid double taxation, it is possible to deduct from the Spanish succession tax the amount of taxes paid abroad. In simple terms, what this means, Howard, is that if someone is liable to both UK inheritance tax and Spanish succession tax, then tax of the higher of the two will be payable, but the tax will not be paid twice. And one other thing to bear in mind here is that whilst UK inheritance tax is not payable when assets pass to a surviving spouse or civil partner, there is at the state level normally a Spanish succession tax liability between married couples who are residents of Spain. There are regional allowances and variations to this, but if you are a resident of Spain, you may find that on the death of your husband or wife, you will have Spanish inheritance tax on the assets you inherit from them. And then on your death, your children or whoever your beneficiaries are may have a UK and Spanish inheritance tax liability, with the overall tax paid being the higher of the two.
I read an article recently that said Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs collected £500 million of inheritance tax in April 2022. How does this compare to a year ago?
Yes, Howard. In April alone, the UK's HM Revenue and Customs collected £500 million in UK inheritance tax. This was £10 million more than in April 2021. And to put this into perspective, they collected £6.1 billion in UK inheritance tax between April of last year and March of this year, around £700 million more than the year before.
Do you expect these figures to keep growing?
Well, the general consensus, Howard, is that with house prices continue to increase in the UK and the inheritance tax threshold frozen until at least April 2026, the amount of UK inheritance collected each year is expected to keep growing. In fact, according to the Office for Budget Responsibility, the forecast for the UK inheritance tax intake over the next 5 years is to be around £37 billion, with the yearly sum growing year on year. It's predicted that for the 2022 to 2023 tax year, UK inheritance tax will be around £6.7 billion, But by 2026 to 2027, so 4 years' time, it will be around £8.1 billion. This is a phenomenal figure when only 5 years ago, it was around £4.8 billion, meaning that the UK government is on track to nearly double the annual sum collected by 2027. There's no doubt that more and more British families are being caught by this tax, predominantly because, as I said before, the increases in property prices in the UK, which has increased the values of estates, and with the freezing of the tax-free allowance, put in more estates above this nil rate band.
Is there anything people can do to reduce the inheritance tax liability for their family and heirs?
Yes, there are solutions to minimising UK inheritance tax, and this is especially so for British expatriates who are no longer living in the UK. Like I said earlier, Howard, domicile is a complex area of law, particularly for inheritance tax purposes. And so if you are looking to claim a change of domicile, or you believe that your estate will be liable to a significant amount of UK inheritance tax, then we at Blenheim Spanks do have in-house tax experts and specialists who can assess your domicile status and calculate the potential UK inheritance tax which will be payable on your estate. We can also analyse your situation and assess whether there is a strategy or solution to minimise this tax. And at the same time, because of our cross-border expertise, we can also look at how UK inheritance tax will interact with your liability to Spanish succession tax in the region that you are specifically living in, or going to be living in, and what steps you can take to minimise both taxes for yourselves and your loved ones. If you'd like to get in contact with us, our website is blevinsfranks.com. If you visit this website, you can also find out more information about us, along with a variety of articles, podcasts, videos, and tax guides.
Many thanks, Brent. We'll talk again in the fortnight.
Thanks, Howard. Nice talking to you. Speak to you soon. Bye now.